Thank you. halftime score, 60-30, Butler 28.
Thank you.
score, senior 57, Butler 55.
We'll be right back. of scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney! Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
From a very noisy Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center, I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McPhee, and we've got a great game for you tonight in the GWAC North. Sydney on the road at Vandalia Butler. These two clubs have combined to win 10 and lose one this year. Butler undefeated, 6-0. Sydney Yellow Jackets 4-1. Promises to be an excellent game. These two clubs tied for the top spot in the GWAC North last year. Each team 9-3. In fact, Sydney beat Butler in a low-scoring game right here late in the campaign, a contest we covered last season that enabled the Yellow Jackets to draw even with Butler in the final standings. Of the last five meetings between the two teams, 24 points total have decided the five games. We expect no different here this evening. In fact, the last season in the game that Vandalia Butler won, the Aviators beat Sydney 58-51 at Sydney. A couple years ago, Sydney beat Butler 43-42. Butler beat Sydney 53-47. And back in 2015-16, Sydney defeated Vandalia Butler 43-37. There's only been one true blowout in the last six meetings. Vandalia Butler, mighty talented, Chuck, with wins over Northmont and Wayne. That says it all right there.
They got huge wins. And, I mean, they play a lot of zone. That's been kind of a stickler for Sydney through the last couple of years. Sydney's got to be patient. They can't take the first open three that they see. They got to move the basketball, try to get Roberts open on the inside. I thought against Bell Fountain zone, they finally started doing a good job of getting the ball down to Roberts on the short corner, and then people rolling down the lane. It really kind of took care of itself.
Andre Gordon's got a 30-point game this year. That game against Tip in the victory over Troy. Andre pumped in 15. Josiah Hudgens had a career performance. He drilled 23.
Yep.
Rontez Roberts had 12 in that game against Steph when Gordon popped to him 30. All three of those young men, Roberts, Hudgens, Andre, need to be on their games tonight.
Oh, absolutely. Against Troy, they came out in the box and won. Paul Bremingen likes to gimmick people like that. And I thought that Hudgens really was the difference in that game because they kind of bottled up Gordon. He only had three at halftime. But Hudgens really put a hurt on him from the outside especially. And Roberts, I don't remember how many he scored, but I guarantee you he had double-figure rebounds and double-figure block shots.
He is amazing. Rontez Roberts will go up against some tall young men from Sydney or from Vandalia Butler here tonight. Butler features three outstanding scorers, and you'll hear the names of Michael Kreil and Quentin Glover and Justice Cooper and Bryant Johnson all night long. Kreil's had three 16-point games. Johnson's had a 17-point game. Cooper's had a 14-point game. Bryant Johnson's had a 19-point game. Kreil leads the team in scoring, about a point and a half under 20 per contest. Sydney needs to play outstanding defense tonight, maybe its best defensive game of the year, because Vandalia Butler is very capable of scoring 15 to 20 points a quarter.
Well, they're going to have to pressure them full court, I think, and really pick them up and pressure the guards, because if they allow them to get into a half-court game where they can throw the basketball inside to their big players, it could be a longer night. But I think Roberts at 6'4 is probably going to be the best athlete inside tonight of all of them. But you're right. If they don't pressure the guards and they allow them to enter the ball and catch the ball where they want to, it could be a tough night for Sydney.
Head coach John Willoughby will attack the Vandalia Butler zone. How do you think, Chuck?
Well, I think they're going to do probably the same thing that they did before. But the problem is you got length with Butler down there. So if you can get the ball, you can go low high. You can go high low. They went low high against Bell Fountain, hit low and then roll down the lane. I like that. You need to mix it up, though. And you're going to have to make some threes, because if you make some threes, that's going to spread the defense out a little bit, and that's going to open up the middle more. But if you're not making threes, that zone can be really tricky.
Yeah, you referenced the length of Vandalia Butler. Bryant Johnson is 6'6". He plays taller than that. He's got lengthy arms. Quentin Glover is 6'4". He plays taller than that. He's like Johnson, with hands that almost touch the floor. Michael Kreil at 6'1", plays a couple inches bigger than that. And this team can shoot the three ball. I tell you what, Cooper Justice on the outside can pop it home from long range. And keep your eye on Braden Norman. He'll come off the bench, a 6'1 senior. He can shoot it from extremely long distance. In fact, as I recall, last year in the game between these two clubs, it was virtually a scoreless game after 7 or 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Butler played zone. Sydney held it. Butler held it. The game was worth so much. The GWAC North title was at stake on that night. And it boiled down to the last few seconds. Butler was down, I think, but two or three. Might have made a mid-court shot or was possibly fouled, or at least Butler thought an Aviators player was fouled in a mid-court shot. There was no whistle. It was probably a very good no-call. But we expect an extremely tight game tonight.
Well, I remember the end of the game where Gordon had the basketball. He took it down to the baseline and threw a behind-the-back pass, bounce pass to Roberts rolling down the lane, and that was the game winner.
It was an unbelievable pocket pass.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, everybody talks about his scoring, and they should, but that kid plays the entire, he plays defense, he rebounds, he passes as well as anybody I've seen. He is a complete basketball player, which is why he's going to go to Virginia Tech on a full scholarship.
Yep. And on that particular play, Butler had two or three men shading Andre, and they were about ready to leap into the air. And lo and behold, Andre made a nifty little pass a couple feet off the floor.
Hey, I remember that one. They were right down there.
Yep. And then Butler still had a second and a half.
They had a chance.
Or 2 seconds to get a 40-foot shot off and did.
Right.
JV game, a thriller tonight, won by Sidney. 2 points, 57-55.
Each team had the double-figure leads. Butler had theirs early. Sidney got theirs late. Butler came back, had a shot at the buzzer to take the win. Missed the three, got the rebound, had a pretty good look at a two from about 8 feet out. Shot that one up short, too. So that's why we're on the air. It didn't go into overtime.
D.J. Weirich, head coach of Vandalia Butler. By way of background, this is his fourth year, and Vandalia Butler's won nearly 50 games in 4 years. In the previous 4 years, won about 15.
They were terrible.
Total. And Coach Weirich spent the time before Butler as an assistant for 6 years. With Coach Donlin at Wright State.
Okay, well, that'll make you a good basketball coach.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that JV game, there was talent on both ends of the floor. The future is bright for both of these programs.
Yeah, you talk about athleticism in that junior varsity game. We'll see it here in the varsity till tonight. It's going to be a whale of a doubleheader before the night's over.
Yeah, it was crazy. The fans were nuts. The referees were having to shut people up in the stands. And that was the JV game. If this varsity game's that close, it could be rugged.
Yeah, speaking of referees, we've got a trio across the way. I recognize each one. It's a star-studded refereeing crew for this contest tonight between Sidney and Vandalia Butler.
Kyle Bachman is the lead referee, and I was talking to him, and he said that there are 18 state games among the three officials tonight. So, they brought out the big guns, that's for sure.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors for Sidney and Vandalia Butler here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sidney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sidney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. The U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sidney. And the Sidney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, thank you, Manpower Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sidney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sidney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sidney on Route 47, that's West Michigan Avenue, west of I-75. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Frisch is in Sidney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sidney. He gives you his very best shot. The in-between, just south of Butkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ Shelby COVSO. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and a couple of new underwriting sponsors. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sidney on Wapak Avenue. Regal for the crowning touch. And Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie in northwest Shelby County. You just get more at Maury's. We've got the starting lineups in the tip. Vandalia Butler hosting Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Have you been considering LED lighting? Been feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, we've got a great crowd on hand for this game at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. I'd say both upper decks are probably a third to 40% full. Most of the lower sections on each side. Plus, how about the upper decks in the end zones, Chuck?
Yep, they're falling, and then they're, from all the years that I coached, the worst place to come as a team for a student section is Vandalia. They are rowdy, they're crude, and if they could get into your head, they absolutely will.
And you've also got spectators up above in the end zone,
right,
looking at you through the backboard.
Yeah, it's a tough place to play. The shooting background is totally different than any place else you play until you get into the district.
We'd like to tell you all about Barker Insurance in Anna, or I should say between Anna and Sydney. It is the most outstanding service agency in the area for multiple years now. It has been rated as the number one best value insurance agency. We're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance. That's in Route 25A. North of Sydney, south of Canada. Call on Barker Insurance, 492-1857. Vandalia Butler Aviators undefeated on the year. Sydney Yellow Jackets, 4-1. Butler, 6-0. Of course, Sydney coming off big wins over Piqua and Troy. And Chuck, Josiah Hudgens was about as hot as he can be on the road at Troy. He'd love to have an away game here tonight like he had against the Trojans.
Yeah, it'll be a little tougher for him just because we talked about the shooting background here, but a good shooter is a good shooter. I think he'll be fine here tonight.
And because of very good defense and poor shooting, the game a year ago, I think two or three field goals for the first 8 or 9 minutes.
Yeah, I know. At the beginning of the game was a snoozer.
6'6" senior number 12, Brian Jensen.
Well, the Vandalia Butler Aviators are being introduced, as you can hear in the background. And it might be an exercise in futility to try to talk over the public address system.
It is loud.
This Vandalia Butler Aviators team has Michael Kreil at a forward, 6'1", a senior, averaging 18.5 per game. Cooper Justice, 6'2", junior guard. Boy, he can nail it from three-point land. Brian Johnson, 6'6", senior, wing player. He'll post up occasionally. Ryan Wirt, 6-foot senior guard. Quentin Glover, 6'4 senior. He'll play a wing as well. Here's the opening tip to start the game. It's won by Vandalia Butler. Here come the Aviators into the forecourt to our left. 25 feet away with the basketball is Kreil. Kreil gives it off to Johnson, back out on the arc, 20 feet away to Cooper Justice. He starts to drive right down the pike all the way to the rim. 2 points.
Lazy beat him on the perimeter, and no help. Nobody was looking.
Andre Gordon in the forecourt for Sidnick. Rontez Roberts, Darren Taborn, Keith Lee, Andre Gordon, Josiah Hudgens, the opening five. Gordon's got the ball 25 feet away. He's picked up by Kreil. Well, that's a good matchup. Here is Gordon trying to tightrope the sideline, and he might have stepped out of bounds. He did. Kreil on Gordon, Gordon on Kreil, and here's that full court pressure by Sidney you talked about, Chuck.
Yeah, this is what they need to do. They need to tire him out.
Here come the Aviators in backcourt. Up over the timeline comes Ryan Wirtz. This is Ryan Wirtz for Vendalia Butler. And Trey Wirtz comes off the bench for the Sidney Yellow Jackets. Wirtz, W-E-R-N-T-Z. And for Vendalia Butler, it's Wirtz, W-E-R-T-Z, no N. Here's a twisting foul line fadeaway shot by Cooper Justice, way short of the mark. It goes out of bounds. 2-0 Vendalia. We played a minute. Gordon walks the ball up into the forecourt for Sidney. He's got the ball 30 feet away, veers left. Gordon down the left side of the lane. Back out on the arc to Hudgens. He arches up a three. It's a high one. It hit the heel. Rebound Butler. Vendalia Butler glides down the floor in a jiffy. Ball passed off left side to Johnson. Between circles, it goes to Kreil. 25 feet away on the left, it's Glover. And coming out on top behind the screen is Johnson, but the screen wasn't stationary.
Yeah, they called it on Wirtz, and that was a good call.
2-0 Vendalia Butler, 6:17 to go here in the first quarter. Yellow Jackets yet to get a shot within 15 feet of the basket. Here's Gordon, 25 feet out on the right. Rontez Roberts sets a screen to the left. Ball flipped on the arc to Darren Taborn. He sizes up a triple. Bingo! He's got it.
I thought maybe he looked at that too long, but he made it.
3-2, Sidney by a point. 5:53 left here in the opening quarter. Here's Ryan Wirtz down the floor for Butler. Into the lane to Johnson. Little half hook, left-handed style. Six-footer. No, it's short. And then he climbs the ladder. Does Johnson fouling on the rebound. Good position by Rontez Roberts of Sidney.
Well, like I said, he might not be as tall, but he's more athletic.
5:43 left to go here in the first quarter. 3-2 Sidney up a point. Here's Gordon on the arc. He's checked tightly by Kreil. Oh, little pick and roll. Good dish. Blocked shot. Keith Lee had it swatted. Sidney got it back. Running one-hander. Yes. Hudgens from 15.
That was a heck of a block.
5-2, Sidney in the lead, but 3. Here is Kreil up over the timeline. Fakes right, goes left, gives it up on the arc to teammate Cooper Justice. Justice on the bounce, 25 feet away, goes right corner to Johnson. Johnson is 6'6", but he plays more often than not on the perimeter. Almost a bad pass over and back, but Kreil traced it down, gave it to Johnson. Popping out to catch his Glover. He steamrolls his way right down the lane. Blocked. Good effort by Sidney. Knocked out of there by Taborn. On the loose, it's Roberts down the floor. Gives it up right flank to Hudgens. Hudgens goes airborne. 24-footer strong. Rebound
yeah,
Butler.
He wasn't set that time. He forced that one.
5-2 Sidney. 4:32 left opening quarter. Right flank, it's Johnson. Starts a drive. And then circles back out. Johnson gives it up, elbow on the left to Cooper Justice. Now behind him to Ryan Wirtz. Straight away, Glover. Glover looks for the cutter in the lane, finds him. Layup is good.
Kreil.
Michael Kreil shook free. He got the two-pointer. Good look by Glover. 5-4, Sidney but one. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Here's Andre Gordon on the arc, 25 feet away. Dances into the lane. Off balance, 10-footer. Off to the left, no good. He was well guarded. Rebound of a Butler. Here comes Kreil down the floor. He slices past Gordon all the way to the rack. Banked it too high off the glass. Rebound Sidney. Keith Lee the other way. Stopping and popping is Taborn. Short from three-point land. And the rebound is corralled by Johnson. 3:35 left in the opening quarter. Sydney running and gunning. Vandalia Butler a little more patient. Sydney up a point, 5-4. Here is Cooper Justice on the arc. Left side of the floor to Cryle. Back to Justice, 25 feet away. Sydney, man-to-man defense. Here's Cryle. Dribbles right, now left. Dipsy doing the lane. Might have gotten away with a walk, but made the shot anyway. Boy, is he acrobatic. Michael Cryle. Two straight goals by him. Butler up a point, 6-5. Here's Rodtez Roberts, 20 feet away. Now Darren Taborn. Popping out on the right flank is Dominic Durr, who's in now off the bench of 5'11 junior. Here's a good pass. Roberts hits Gordon right down the pike to the rim.
He set him up with a jab step on top and went right down the lane. Great pass and very athletic not to pick up a charge on that.
Shifty move by Andre Gordon. Assist by Roberts, 6-5. Or I should say 7-6. Sydney up a point. Here's Bryant Johnson in the lane for Vandalia Butler. He's checked closely. Off balance, 10-footer. Off to the right, no good. Rebound, Sydney. 7-6 Yellow Jackets, 2:19 to go here in the first quarter. Gordon sets it up between the rings. Throws it cross-court on the play to the three-point shooter, Taborn. No, off the heel. Ball ricochets to Cooper Justice for Vandalia Butler. Up the floor to Cryle. Cryle, 6-1. He plays on the perimeter. He likes to dive into the lane. He's not the best three-point shooter on the team. This young man is. Long one. It is no good. Too hard as Braden Norman couldn't get it to fall. And Sydney got the rebound. Up a point are the Yellow Jackets. 1:40 to go, first quarter. Here's Keith Lee trying to size up a three. Swish! He's got it. Keith Lee lets it go. It was a skyscraper way up in the atmosphere here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. 10-6. Sydney by four. Biggest lead for the Yellow Jackets. Here is Vandalia Butler deep in the left corner. Ball thrown out of the arc to Cooper Justice. Now it goes to Glover. Glover looks for Cryle. Comes near side to Johnson. Oh, nice dish to a cutter in the lane. Caught by Cryle. Shot blocked away. Good defense down inside by Hudgens and Roberts of Sydney. 58 seconds to go in the first quarter. Yellow Jackets bring it back out. Gordon hangs onto the ball on his left hip. Clock winding down, 48-47. Cryle guarding Gordon. Andre's got 1 foot near center circle. Down to 38 to play in the first. Sydney leads 10-6. Ball thrown high left to Keith Lee. Lee's got it on the arc. He hangs on to it. Butler falls back into its defense. Not about to guard closely. Now Glover comes out a little more tightly on Keith Lee. Now Sydney winds up its offense. 16 to go, first quarter. Sydney up four. Gordon 25 feet away. High pick from Rodtez Roberts. Ball flipped in the left corner. Here's a Hudgens shot. Missed it long. No good. Rebound Butler. Five to play in the period. And a foul here at side court right in front of us by Taborn. Might have been a good foul, Chuck.
Yeah, it probably kept him from shooting a layup at the other end.
Because Cryle was on the go, and Vandalia Butler might have had numbers 4-on-3 in the half court. Now Butler inbounds in backcourt with 4.7 left here in the first quarter. Sydney leads 10-6. Four players in backcourt, a couple of white shirts, a couple of black shirts. Substitution for Sydney, Jace Conrad on the court for Hudgens. Ball inbounded, up ahead to Bryant Johnson. Foul line extended left, all the way to the rim. He banks it in. He beats the buzzer. What a play by Bryant Johnson of Butler. Wow, like a thoroughbred. He took the ball 30 feet away, fine entry into the forecourt. But Butler, Sydney wanted Butler to enter it into the backcourt. It didn't happen. And Vandalia Butler makes the last shot of the first quarter. Sydney 10, Butler 8 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com. Organized for halftime recognition at approximately
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck. We're at Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Sydney 10, Butler 8. We start the second quarter of play. Yellow Jackets possession. Here's a hard drive to the basket by Jace Conrad, and he receives a bump.
It's a good take to the basket that time by Conrad.
Conrad to the free throw line, and for his effort, he is awarded two foul shots. He eyes the hoop, and he's got it. 11-8, Sydney. Three-point shooter deluxe, Trey Wirtz on the floor now for Sydney. It's Wirtz, Conrad, Durr. Lathan Jones is in along with Andre Gordon. Head coach John Willoughby substituting freely. Second foul shot is a little heavy. Rebound down to Kreil of Vandalia Butler. Kreil over the timeline. Picked up by Durr 30 feet away. Three different players have guarded Kreil. There's a nice backdoor cut by Butler. Then a feed into the lane to Johnson. A lot of contact. Common foul against Sydney. That was good action by Butler on that sequence.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm impressed by the way they moved the basketball. I'm also impressed. I don't know if I've seen Sydney come out and play with this intensity at the beginning of a game defensively like they have tonight.
You can tell Sydney is ready. Yellow Jackets are prepared psychologically for Butler tonight for sure. 11-8, Sydney leads by three. A minute gone here in the second quarter. Here's Kreil outside the arc. He's got a little avenue down the lane. He shoveled it and made it, and he's fouled.
Wow.
Boy, that's a college-looking play right there.
That was really impressive.
Michael Kreil for Vandalia Butler is magic. But when he gets the ball, he'll shoot it any which way and get it to the rim, and more often than not, it will go in. But he's got a chance here for a three-point play and blew the foul shot. Sydney's still up 1-11-10. Yellow Jackets got the rebound, and Andre Gordon takes it 60 feet, pulls up inside the foul line, and knocks down a fadeaway. Quickly, three-pointer long when Butler chucked up right away by Cooper Justice. 24-footer had hit the back of the iron and kicked out of bounds. Sydney will gladly take the quick shot. 13-10, Yellow Jackets by three. It does sound to you, the listener, a bit fuzzy on the receiving end. We will change our batteries that operate our mixer box here at the halftime break, and we'll have maybe a little more clarity.
Well, I didn't notice the low battery light was on until they turned the lights off.
Oh, what a pass. Conrad hits Wirtz. Sparkling play. Wirtz got free down the lane. Conrad's come off the bench and given Sydney a lift. 15-10 Yellow Jackets. Here's Kreil driving hard, middle of the floor for Vandalia Butler. Threw it high in the air, tried to draw the foul. Sydney knocked it away. Butler got it back. Here's Johnson, 25 feet away. Goes to Kreil, fakes right, goes left. He walked. Tell you what, Chuck, Vandalia Butler, probably in each one of its six wins this year, even Northmont and Wayne, the quicker team on the floor, and all six of those victories, not tonight.
They're not the quicker team tonight, that's for sure.
2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Midcourt, Andre Gordon, 25 feet away. Skips it cross court to Wirtz. He goes to Conrad in the post. Herky-jerky move, blocked, taken away. Braden Norman on the steal. Boy, that was a stellar defensive maneuver by Butler's Norman. Norman, 6'1", senior. Substitute, good shooter. Here's Michael Kreil drifting down the right side of the lane. Leaves it behind him for a teammate. Dribbling below the foul stripe is Ryan Wirtz. He shoots a 14-footer. It skipped off the rim. No good. Rebound to Sydney. 2.5 minutes played here in the second quarter. Sydney up 5. Andre Gordon, elbow in the left. On the dribble, backs it out. Andre rises up, shoots the 3. It hits the heel. Goes way up in the air. Bryant Johnson snares the rebound for Butler. 5 minutes to play, second quarter. 15-10, Sydney by 5. Yellow Jackets had a chance there to go up 8. Tyler Montague, 6-foot sophomore, in off the bench now for Butler at guard. Ball given to Kreil. He darts down the lane, pulls up from 10. Missed it, crooked off to the left. Rebound, Rottes Roberts to Sydney. Now to Dominic Durr. To Wirtz in the left corner. Back out to Durr. Between the rings to Rottes Roberts. Sydney up 5. 4:38 to go here in the second quarter. Now Durr and Roberts exchange positions. Dominic spins right. Goes cross-court to Wirtz. Behind the screen, doesn't shoot. Wirtz picked up by Montague. Now here's Kreil on Gordon. Gordon foul line in the lane. Shoveled it, missed it. Rebound by Butler. Good defense by the Aviators. Gordon was handcuffed on that play. And Delia Butler down 5 with the ball. 4:10 to go here in the second quarter. 25 feet away, Ryan Wirtz. Goes to Johnson. Johnson on the arc. Picked up by Rottes Roberts. Johnson wants to drive. Pulls up in the lane, doesn't shoot. Goes to Kreil, deep right corner, 3-ball. Count it! I said Kreil, I should have said Braden Norman. Boy, he can light it up from outside. He did last year against Sydney. And it's 15-13, Sydney up 2. Gordon, cross court to Roberts. Fakes a man out, drives hard, in the lane, off balance, 5-footer, short, but he's hacked on the arm. Rottes gets 2 free throws. With 3:39 left here in the second quarter.
Well, we haven't seen any zone out of Butler yet. They're playing all man-to-man, and they're successful, so they're going to stay in it.
Rottes shoots the free throw, misses it strong. 15-13, Sydney up 2. Don't think Rottes has come out. Andre Gordon has not come out yet. The other three positions have been very interchangeable so far.
Yep, they've been rotating, but those two have stayed on the floor.
At the other three spots, the Yellow Jackets have played 6 and 7 different players.
Yeah, they're 17 and 18 years old. They should be able to play a whole game.
Sure. Now, Rottes goes 1-for-2 at the stripe at 16-13. Sydney in the lead by 3. Sydney's biggest lead was 15-10. 3:25 to go here in the second quarter. Here is Norman deep in the left corner. Now, Brian Johnson. Don't think Johnson's a threat to shoot it from 25. Montague will, though. Long left-handed push shot. It hit the heel, kicked into the corner. Rebound to Norman. He snagged the long board. Gave it back to Johnson. Roberts on him. Johnson likes to wheel into the lane. Up and under. It rimmed out. No good. Rebound is tipped away. Sydney's got it. Here comes Gordon down the floor. Andre to Hudgens. Foul line. Fadeaway shot by Rottes Roberts. Banked it in somehow.
Woo. That's when it's good to be straight away.
Rottes kissed it in off the square. Don't think he meant to do it. But he'll take the 2 points. 18-13. Sydney by 5. 2:38 to go, second quarter. Montague to Johnson. Right wing, Wirtz. Wirtz is left open. Chucks up a 3. Short. Hit the rim. Backboard came off to Gordon. Long lead out down the floor to Darren Taborn. Now to the trailer, Gordon, intercepted by Montague. Montague gets Roberts. Roberts blocked it. Kreil got it, missed it. Glover got it, missed it. Another rebound, Butler no good. Long deflection, Sydney. Here comes Hudgens against Johnson, who fouls him.
Sydney blocked 3 shots in that sequence down there. Unbelievable.
That's the Yellow Jackets defensively. Played havoc with every one of Butler's shot attempts, and Chuck, they were all within 5 feet.
Well, I'll tell you, if they play defense like this in every game, they can go a ways, because defense is where they kind of have struggled in big games. Tonight, boy, they're playing tough.
Common foul the last personal against Butler. Sidney was not shooting the basketball, so the Yellow Jackets throw it inbounds. Five team fouls on Butler, 18-13 Sidney. 2:06 left to go here in the second quarter. And Sidney inbounds in the corner to Rontez Roberts, who gets a timeout.
He had no choice. He was falling out of bounds.
5-point lead, Yellow Jackets, late in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Well, they were asking for goaltending on that first block down there. I don't think it was. It had not hit the backboard yet before it was swatted.
But when Rontez got a piece of it, he then knocked it off the bottom of the glass.
That's what I saw, too.
Yep, but the ball had not gotten to the glass or even the bottom of the rim yet. 2:05 to go, second quarter. Sidney up 5, 18-13. Yellow Jackets defense, as Chuck just noted, has been superb. Best defense that Butler's seen all year, no question. Here's Sidney with the ball ahead, but five. Top of the circle is Hudgens. Right wing, Gordon. Back to Hudgens. Left flank, Durr. They go short corner. It's held there on the play by Sidney's Rontez Roberts, who goes cross court to the three-point shooter. A long one jacked up by Darren Taborn. Missed. Rebound tipped up by Roberts. Still good. Long deflection. Sidney comes out of there with it. Good hustle by the Jackets.
Yeah, they've gone 2-3 now, just the last two times down the floor.
Keith Lee manning the middle of the offensive unit. Now he pops out to catch. Goes to Hudgens. Short corner, Roberts. Feed to Gordon. Rim to Scooper in the lane.
Wow.
Tough break.
Oh. He won't miss that one very often.
Rebound Butler. Sidney had a chance to go up 7. Gordon's shot did everything but go in. A minute left here in the second quarter. Top of the circle, Kreil. He fishes for a spot in the lane, hooks it up and banked it in.
I remember him from last year. This kid can play.
He's only 6'1", 6'2", plays much taller than that. And he is really nimble on his feet. He's got every trick in the book if he gets below the foul line. 18-15, Sidney up 3. 40 seconds left here in the second quarter. Here's Andre Gordon, 25 feet away. He's guarded by Kreil. Gordon fakes right, goes left. Foul line, fadeaway, 17-footer. It clanged off the rim. Rebound left corner, Butler. Here comes Braden Norman. Backcourt to Kreil. 20 seconds left, first half. Butler's going to play for one. Head coach Wiring, right in front of us, signals a play. Here's Gordon on Kreil. Kreil illusion, goes ahead of the key. He's open, doesn't shoot. 7 to go. Kreil on the bounce. A weave out back. Here's a shot fake by Cooper Justice. Pulls up from 15. Short, no good. Got the rebound. His next shot is way late. And Sidney hangs on to a three-point lead at the break. Butler didn't run its offense very well at the end of the half. Neither did Sidney. So it's a stalemate the last 90 seconds or so. And Sidney leads it by 3, 18-15 here at the half. So many thanks to the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sidney, one of our outstanding sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. You'll love Goffney, the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. And Goffney's new innovative support report system can find your perfect fitting mattress and take advantage of 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. That's the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sidney. Go Goffney. We'll take a break, then return with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Sidney up 3 over Vidalia Butler, 18-15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, BrukensPub.com.
George Fletcher and Matt Neely. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're going to pause. We'll be offline here for about 10 seconds or so, not much more than that, and then return. We're going to make an equipment adjustment. Sydney up 3 at the half on scoresbroadcast.com. This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. A halftime report, as always, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Yellow Jackets up 3 at the break. Outstanding defense by Sydney so far.
Outstanding defense. Team stats, Sydney had 14 rebounds. Butler had 16, 4 offensive rebounds for the Aviators. Yellow Jackets had 2. As tough as the defense was, 3 turnovers by the Yellow Jackets, only 1 turnover by Butler. That's impressive. 2 of 4 from the free throw line for the Yellow Jackets. Butler missed its only attempt from the free throw line. Individual scoring, Kryle scored 8. Then they got 3 from Norman, 2 from Justice, and 2 from Johnson. They scored 8 and 7, 15 for the first half. On the other side, balanced. They got 4 from Gordon. They got 3 each from Roberts and Tabor and Lee. Then they got 2 from Hudgens. They got 2 from Wernz. And they got a free throw from Conrad. They scored 10 and 8. They lead it 18 to 15 at the half.
Chuck, my take from the first half. Sydney's done a poor job on Kryle than Vandalia Butler has done on Gordon. But as you mentioned, balance, balance, balance for Sydney. It's gotten better as the year has progressed.
Well, they got 7 young men that scored in the first half. They only scored 18 points for the half. 7 of them scored, so that's pretty impressive. I think they've done a pretty good job on Gordon. The difference is I think Sydney's got a lot more young men that are offensively minded. I'm not sure Butler has. I mean, I'm looking at Johnson. It looks to me like even though he plays a lot on the outside, he doesn't look to shoot it, and he goes back inside and plays, and that's where he's going to get these points off of offensive putbacks. I don't see them really running much offense to him.
No, Johnson likes to drive it. He's got those long legs. He stands 6'6". He likes to put it on the deck, take it toward the hoop from 20 feet out, but you'll never see him post up.
No, not seeing him post up. He got his one basket on an offensive putback. Other than that, he's not been a factor.
Yellow Jackets up by 3 in our halftime break. We're about 5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Our halftime report presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later. and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start over 12 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And LaCal Equipment asked us to highlight a cheerleader from the Sydney Yellow Jackets here at the halftime break. It's Amaya Matlock, a senior cheerleader, a fine 3.2 GPA, daughter of Jessica and Willie. She is active in choir. She's an alto. Alto or alto?
Alto.
Alto, okay. I'm not a musician, as you can tell.
Well, if you heard me sing, you'd know I wasn't either.
She loves the game of tennis, does Amaya Matlock, senior cheerleader at Sydney. Not sure which college she will attend, possibly study physical assisting. And she's got a sister who's an eighth grader, Natea Matlock, and a younger brother in preschool, Leland Matlock. Amaya Matlock, senior cheerleader at Sydney, our LaCal Equipment Spotlight performer here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And tonight, the radio on your phone presents Sydney at Vandalia Butler. We've got a whale of a game. Not unlike last year, it's low scoring. Sydney 18, Vandalia Butler 15 here at the halftime intermission. Last season, the winning team didn't get to 40. In fact, that's happened a couple times in the last 3 years in this rivalry between Vandalia Butler and Sydney. A couple new underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. One Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engravings. Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Well, many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever. Regal Trophy and Awards, 1269 Wapak in Sydney, at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. And Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie in northwestern Shelby County. Maury's Landing Restaurant, you'll love it. Catch the catch of the day at Maury's Landing. Fine food at Baked Haddock Dinner at night is special. A variety of wraps and the gourmet burger at noon. The breakfast menu is outstanding. What an array of breakfast at Maury's. Open at 6 o'clock. Very popular early in the morning is Maury's. And a family of four can eat at night for $35 to $40. Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie. Actually a Minster address. Maury's Landing. Maury's Landing and Regal Trophy and Awards. New underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. And as Chuck, or I should say, as we were gabbing away, Chuck, Vandalia Butler got a three-point play.
Bryant Johnson, who we talked about not really looking for the shot in the first half, took it right down the lane, picked up the basket, and hit the free throw to tie the game.
And you can bet he got a message from Coach Weirich during intermission. Hey, you're taller than anybody else out there. Take it right to the rim. Here's a good drive from the right corner by Sydney. Hudgens to the rack. Blocked at the iron. Knocked away to Gordon. Gordon feeds right corner to a teammate. Here's a drive through the lane. Running left-hander by Taborn. Hit the back rim. Ball saved below the basket by Sydney. No, it wasn't.
Boy, that was about three shots they missed from point-blank range there that time down.
What adjustments will be made? And the answer to that question probably will go a long way to deciding this game. Vandalia Butler trailed 15-10. We're now tied at 18 with a minute 10 gone here in the third quarter. Outside the arc on the right with the ball is Cooper Justice for Vandalia Butler. Between the rings to Ryan Wirtz. Three sharpshooting guards on the arc. Here's a near travel in the lane by Quentin Glover of Vandalia Butler. Made a shot fake. I thought he shuffled ever so slightly. It wasn't called, but he drew the foul, and it's of the two-shot variety. And Glover is bulky, 6'4 senior. He's a wide body, good football player. Fires up the foul shot and makes it. And Vandalia Butler has sneaked in front by a point. ...19-18 Butler in the lead. I think this is the second time Butler led. Aviators were up in the first couple minutes by a point. Second shot trickles off the rim, rebound Sydney. Butler on a 9-3 run over the last 3.5 minutes or so, overlapping the second and third quarters. Gordon is shoved out on the arc, common foul. Sydney will throw it in. Dominic Durr got the nod to start the second half. He's on the floor with Hudgens, Gordon, Darren Taborn, and Rotez Roberts. No, Keith Lee's out there.
He's out there, yep.
Deep in the left corner, it is Roberts. Little two-man game, Rotez and Keith. Rotez on the dribble through the top of the circle. Hand off to Darren Taborn, who looks for Gordon in the post. He's got it mid-post. Rises up and fades away. Swish!
Wow.
A 16-footer by Gordon.
That is just so smooth.
All net. He rolled it right down through the ropes. 20-19, Sydney up a point. 5:53 to go, third quarter. Here's Brian Johnson, head of the key for Butler. Looks for Cooper. Justice can't find him. Drives the middle of the floor. Banked it too hard. No good. Left-handed stick hook is in. Quentin Glover got the deuce for Butler, which is back up the one, 21-20. 5.5 left here in the third quarter. Darren Taborn's got the ball 30 feet away. Goes right corner to Hudgens. Hand off to Gordon, sideline. Gordon fakes right, goes left. Jettisons up into the air. Missed a long jumper hard. Weak side rebound, Taborn. Shot blocked by Johnson. Butler comes away with it. Sydney's got to do better running offense. Can't rely on long threes. Here's a long lob pass inside for Glover. Good feed by Kreil. Gordon went for the deflection, missed it, and Glover got another deuce.
He's got five now, and he didn't score in the first half.
Glover and Johnson igniting Butler on the inside here in the third quarter, 23-20 Aviators. Here's a nice pass by Sydney. Gordon hits Rotez Roberts in the short corner, and he manages to snake his way to the basket. He's fouled in the act of shooting. Well, one thing Butler did well there, fouled Roberts hard enough, he couldn't get the shot to go in. He's got to earn 2 points at the stripe here. 4:46 to go in the third quarter. Sydney down three. Rotez swishes the free throw.
Aaron again for Sydney, number 12, Nathan Jones.
We have Lathan Jones on the floor now for Sydney for Dominic Durr. Second free throw, Rotez Roberts. Boy, you got to make your foul shots. You know it's going to be a close game. Rotez has got them both, all nylon.
He's 3 of 4 now from the line.
If neither one hit the rim. 23-22. 1 point lead for Butler, which has the ball, forecourt to her right. Johnson has it, then he gave it up. Got it back. Johnson against Roberts, 25 feet away. They open up the floor. He wants to drive, can't do it. Weaves to Kreil. He weaves to Wirtz. Bad pass, almost stole him, but Sidney Butler gets it back. Halfway through the third quarter, Aviators lead the Yellow Jackets by a point. Top of the circle, Kreil fakes right, goes left in the lane. Nearly faded away and shot it. Didn't. Fed it on the play to Ryan Wirtz. He darts right down the paint. Shot blocked. It goes out of bounds.
By Rates Roberts.
A good swipe by Rates Roberts. He went up and cleanly blocked it. Butler will inbounds left of the rim. Kreil trying to find a playmaker. It is inbounded right to Rates Roberts, who snarfs up the steal. Here's Rates, high dribble down the floor, lost it. Butler's got a three on two. Here's Kreil in from the left flank, all the way to the rim. Left it short, no good. Stick back is in. Cooper Justice followed the play for Butler, which is up three. 25-22, Aviators lead.
Well, this is definitely the pace and the score that Vandalia wanted.
Here is Gordon. Here is Taborn. Foul line extended left. 18-footer way off the mark. We could tell from here when it left his hand it wasn't going to make it. Didn't have a chance. Barely grazed iron. And Butler's got the easy rebound ahead by three with 3:17 left in the third period. Foul line is Glover, 18 feet away. Looks down inside for the cutter, Kreil. Now goes to Johnson. Here's a steal, top of the circle, knocked away by Taborn, and in so doing, he accidentally booted it the length of the floor out of bounds. He could have gobbled up the ball cleanly, Chuck. He had a dunk.
Absolutely, but I'll tell you what, if he was playing soccer, that would have been a goal.
3:05 to go, third quarter. Sidney down three, 25-22. Sidney's only had a four-point outing here in the third stanza. Here's Johnson, fakes right, goes left around Roberts to the rim. Left-handed shot is good. Brian Johnson at 6'6", very adept driver. He's got a long, quick first stride. Here's Gordon, foul line extended left for Sidney. He guns a fadeaway, no good. Rebound by Roberts. Sidney down five. Critical stage of the game. Andre not shooting it real well tonight. He's jacked up some quick shots. Here's Gordon, foul line extended right, head of the key, goes to Hudgens, long three-pointer, it rimmed, it came out, Butler's got the rebound. Shot by Hudgens was there, it wouldn't stay in. There's a lid on the can right now for Sidney. 27-22 Butler, 2:10 to go third quarter. So far, Vandalia Butler has made the positive adjustments at the halftime break. Good third quarter of action for the home team. Here is a good pass into the lane to Norman. Fadeaway 10-footer. Missed it short. Rebound by Sidney.
Good defense that time. They changed his shot.
Yellow Jackets halted Butler's offense on that sequence. Butler could have gone up seven. Sidney denied Vandalia. Here's Rates Roberts, right corner. 1:30 to go, third quarter. Out high to Durr. Durr gives it right back on the play to Hudgens. Back to Durr, left side. Andre fakes right, goes left. Kreil checks in. Gordon's free from 20. Shot curves on him to the left. Rebound low in the left by Jones of Sidney. Then it's raked away from behind, but Butler, good steal. Just too many outside long range shots from Sidney. Butler's defense getting it done here in the third quarter. Butler up five. Johnson into the lane. Rates Roberts checks him too closely and draws the foul. 3:00 left, third quarter. It was 18-15 in favor of Sidney at the half. In fact, it was 18-13 late in that second quarter. So a 14-4 run by Vandalia Butler now over the last 8 minutes of this game, down to 50 seconds to go in the third. Butler backs it out. We'll play for one, maybe. Pitch and catch. Kreil and Justice 30 feet away. Down the left side it goes to Johnson. Johnson looks for a cutter, can't find him. 34 seconds to go, third quarter. Sidney has been stopped cold here in the third period. Vandalia Butler's got its inside game going. A good period from both Glover and Johnson. 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Team foul situation, 3 on Sydney, 2 on Butler here in the second half. Here's Johnson, 35 feet out, picked up by Roberts, looks at the clock, 9 to play. Johnson starts to drive, weaves it out back to teammate Cooper Justice, who gives to Cryle, right corner, high arching fadeaway, hard, no good. Rebound Sydney, long throw down the floor to Gordon. He catches it as the buzzer sounds. Three quarters in the books, third period, belong to Butler, which is up 5 entering the fourth, 27-22 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Sydney now trails by 5 after leading by 5 very late in the second quarter of play.
Yeah, they've scored 4 points in the third quarter. That's not going to beat anybody. They held Butler to 7, so that's the only reason Butler didn't pull farther away than they did.
No, Butler had 15 at the halftime break. They scored a dozen.
I'm looking on the wrong side. Oh, 27. Yeah. Okay, yeah, he scored 12.
Yeah, I knew what you were misreading. Easy to do. Here is Sydney posting up low on the right. It's Andre Gordon. He tried to make a pocket pass opposite side of the key. Butler anticipated it and stole the basketball. So another empty possession for Sydney as we start out the fourth quarter. Yellow Jackets did a nice job getting the ball down inside. Made the extra pass, but it didn't work. Now Vandalia Butler is extremely patient. 25 feet out on the left, it's Johnson. Butler leads by 5, 27-22. He goes near side on the play to Ryan Wirtz. Wirtz goes outside the arc on the left to Braden Norman. Norman to Cooper Justice. A player pops in, a player pops out. And Vandalia Butler got what it was hoping for. Another personal foul on Sydney. Rontez Roberts over the back of Brian Johnson. Common foul. Ball inbounded, baseline right by Vandalia Butler. Aaron Taborn on the play for, or is in on the floor now for Trey Wirtz of Sydney. And before the ball is inbounded, we've got holding away from the action against Vandalia Butler.
That's his second.
Thought I saw that, Chuck, out of the corner of my eye.
Yep.
Good observation by the referee.
So I think this, for as hard as this game probably has been to officiate, I think they're doing a great job.
Yeah, Butler tried to gain an advantage on the inbounds play away from the ball. Here's Andre Gordon in the right corner. He fakes left, goes right, and he took a little shove in the hip from the Butler defender. Ryan Wirtz picks up his third.
Two quick ones right there in about 12 seconds.
Yep, team foul situation.
Four each.
Yep, 4 in each club. Boy, Sydney needs a field goal. Yellow Jackets have only had 1 bucket in the last 10 and a half minutes of this game. There's a sloppy pass on the arc, and Butler manages to retrieve it. Boy, Sydney got careless. Left corner, Kryle, guarded by Durr. Ball thrown on top to Cooper Justice for Butler. He's picked up by Gordon. Ball is weaved on the play to Wirtz. Out of a Taborn, comes right back near side to Justice. Butler doing a lot of this passing around on the arc, 25 feet away from the basket. Really no intent to try and score. Butler just milking clock. Here's a drive into the lane, McCryle. Oh, what a handoff to Johnson. He dunks it. It was Norman on the assist, not Kryle. Kryle to Norman to Johnson. He probed the lane, did Butler. Johnson on the receiving end, and he slammed it down. And Butler's up 7, 29-22. Here's Hudgens in the right corner for Sidney. He goes opposite on the play to Durr. Durr feeds Rontez Roberts to the top of the circle, back to Gordon. Butler's defense has been marvelous now.
Kryle's doing a heck of a job on Gordon, I'll tell you that.
Here's Andre, fakes left, goes right, squeezes his way into the lane. Ball is knocked out of there by Butler, but somebody got a hand on the wrist of Andre Gordon.
I think it's going to be worse. That's going to be his fourth. And he's not really looking for him to score, but he handles the basketball a lot.
And Quentin Glover comes back on the floor for Ryan Wirtz for Vandalia Butler. Now Andre Gordon has got to help make his teammates look even better in the later stages of this game. And so far, Butler has made life miserable for Andre Gordon, who's got, what, just two field goals, Chuck?
Yeah, he's got three. He's got six, one in each quarter. But they made a rough on everybody.
Yeah. And since the one-minute mark late in the second quarter, the Sidney Yellow Jackets have made just one basket from the floor. And we're all the way down to 5:22 to go here in the fourth period. And here's a foul on Sidney away from the basketball.
He stepped on the line.
Out of bounds against Sidney.
Yeah.
Nonetheless.
The turnover.
Yep.
That's their fifth this half. They had three in the first half.
And the way Butler has decided to take care of the ball and let the air out of it, 5 minutes may seem like a very short span of time. Sidney's got to make up seven. They won't do it that way. Braden Norman with his second straight great feed. Brian Johnson on the receiving end of the previous possession. And that time it was Braden Norman. And then Andre Gordon retaliates. A Dipsy Doo move in the lane, high off the window, in. And a foul against Butler.
Well, this is what they're going to have to do. I mean, Gordon's going to have to take over. He's going to have to just go ahead and try to get to the rim every time down.
And the three ball for Sidney may come up big here in the last 4 minutes, 51 seconds.
They hit two in the first quarter. They haven't made one since.
Andre's free throw dips in, dips out. And Vandalia Butler's got the rebound. Andre couldn't convert on the three-point chance. Butler up 7, 4:40 to go in the game. Here's Johnson out high. Maneuvers in the lane. Off-balance shot. No. Rebound tapped out to the foul line to Butler, which got to it first. And Sidney reached in and fouled. That was a shot by Johnson. He'd like to have back. He was out of control. But the long rebound went right to Butler. Nothing Sidney could do about it. Here's Braden Norman, 25 feet away. Into the lane to Johnson with those long arms of his. A left-handed hook blocked on the play by Roberts.
Wow.
Got back by Glover.
He just bowled his way through to grab that rebound.
Oh, he's a strong young man, Quentin Glover. Gordon right back in a hurry. Three-pointer in, out. A lid on it for Sidney. Butler's got the rebound. 33-24, Aviators. 4 minutes to go in the game. Sidney at 18 points at the half. They had 18 points with about a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Here's Johnson, one-on-one, all the way to the rim. Good! Over Lee. Head coach John Willoughby needs a timeout. Butler up 11. 3:53 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
You are our 50-50 winner this evening.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's the Gem of Rushi, Ohio, and will make your gift ideas come to life. plus the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Shout outs to Francis Schulte and Superior. We thank you very much. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. Wells Brothers has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. 937-498-7282. Facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Plus Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Well, Johnson missed the free throw after getting the field goal, but then Sydney, more or less, Chuck, turned it right over with a Hail Mary three in the forecourt. It glanced off the rim. Butler tracked down the easy rebound. Butler's in control, up 11 with 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. To say Sydney has not shot it well since late in the second quarter is an understatement.
Yeah, they've not. And, I mean, they, like I said, they had 2 threes early in the game. That's all they've got.
And the way Butler plays, Aviators limit your offensive possessions.
Well, an 11-point lead is like a 20-point lead.
Dribble drive through the lane for Butler goes Kryl. Kryl outside to Norman. He gives it up to Cooper Justice. And they run clock. 2:55 to go. Back door to Kryl. And he blew it. It's too far out of bounds. And Butler tried to force things a little bit. Didn't pay off.
They've gotten that back door quite often tonight, though.
Here comes Gordon. Forecourt right for Sydney. Dipsy doing the lane. Oh, a nice pocket pass to Rottes Roberts. And a 3-point play chance for Rottes.
Nice pass. And nice strong move by Roberts that time.
That reminded me of the game winner a year ago right here. Great look by Andre Gordon, who attracted 2, maybe 3 Butler players. Dished it to Rottes for the reverse layup. And he was chopped on the arm. He's at the line. The lead for Butler is 9, 35-26. Free throw by Rottes is no good. It clanged off the back brace and hopped into the left corner. It was tracked down by Kryl of Butler. 2.5 to go in the game. Butler clings to a 9-point advantage. Here's Kryl dribbling hard, middle of the floor, into the lane. Then he circles the wagons right back out. Hand off to Johnson. He got away with a walk. A late dish to Glover for 2 more.
Glover Johnson.
Here's Andre Gordon. Forecourt left for Sydney. Bingo! An 18-footer by Gordon. And Sydney gets a quick timeout. Glover, the inside 2-pointer for Butler. Andre Gordon retaliates. 37-28 Aviators. 2:13 to go. Fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Well, Chuck, I tell you what, getting behind to Vandalia Butler in the fourth quarter in the GWAC North is like falling behind in the Shelby County League to Jackson Center in the fourth quarter.
Absolutely, and I think the difference is in this league, they're going to be way ahead in Greenville and Piqua and Troy. So this is the league when these two teams play, period.
No doubt about it. This is the strength of the GWAC North. Here's a steal in backcourt by Gordon. Gordon to the rim. It rolls around 3 times and comes out. He's belted from behind. Another shot by Sydney, which was virtually in. It wouldn't stay in the cylinder. Snapped out. Gordon was jammed on the backside. He's awarded 2 free throws.
Sydney only 4 for 8 for the free throw line in the game.
That has not helped. The difference is 9 with 2:04 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney led 18-13 with about 90 seconds to go in the second quarter. So, Chuck, we have played since that point in time nearly 16 minutes. And Sydney has scored, what, 10 points?
10.
Yep. 10 points in two quarters in the GWAC North against a quality club like Butler won't get it done.
No, and it's not getting it done. They're down nine. That's a big lead with 2:04 to go.
Free throw by Andre Gordon. Swish. Second one here for Andre to cut it to seven. It's in the air. Front rim, backboard. Got it. 37-30. Butler in the lead. Here is Brian Johnson at the other end of the floor for Butler. Five black shirts, five white shirts on the other side of the timeline. And it's a mass of humanity down there. Johnson can't get it in. Butler gets a timeout. Just over two to play. Sydney down seven on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Oh, thank you so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. The U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Here is Vandalia Butler in backcourt getting it in with a minute 58 to go in the game, but the Aviators oblige by turning it over.
Well, they got the ball in that time, and then I don't know what he was thinking, but he just took a couple of steps before he threw his pass.
Oh, Sydney needs a bucket here in the worst way. Down seven, a minute 50 to go. Gordon, foul line, picks up his dribble on the arc to Hudgens, back to Andre. Fakes left, goes right, 18-footer in the air, missed it heavy, hit the back rim. It ricocheted to Justice. Well, Andre's percentage is poor tonight.
Well, I'm going to give a lot of credit to Kryle. That young man has played some defense.
Here's Glover down the floor, finds an open player in the lane. It is Norman, busted up from behind, but a foul. 1-1 here for Vandalia Butler. Braden Norman toes the stripe with a minute 31 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney trailing 37-30. It's been as much as 11. Sydney had a five-point lead late in the second quarter. Again, Sydney's only scored 12 points. 12 points by Sydney since the point in time when about 90 seconds were remaining on the clock in the first half of this game. Only 12 points by Sydney since. The free throw by Norman Good. 38-30. 39-30. As Braden Norman swishes each shot. Here comes Sydney in a hurry. Gordon, head of the key. Veers off into the right corner. Herky-jerky maneuver in the lane. Double team, triple team. Finds an open player beneath the rim. It's Roberts. He scrapes it off the floor and lays it in. Timeout, Sydney. A minute 19 to go. It's a full timeout. 7-point lead Butler on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, a moment ago, Sydney called a timeout after a made field goal, getting the clock stopped. Want to set up the press. Both teams into one and one.
All right, Sydney's got one timeout left.
Here's a long heave down the floor, and it's caught on the dead run by Bryant Johnson. He doesn't take it to the rim. Instead, he flips it out back to a teammate. It's Cooper Justice off to Kreil. He skips through the paint area, and he's hooked on the play by a Sydney player. Kreil, a very adept foul shooter, 80% on the year, toes the stripe, 1-1 for him. 71 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, 39-32, Vandalia Butler. Foul shot by Kreil, good. And Sydney played a very good first half, led 18-13 late in the second quarter, was up to 3, 18-15 at the break. Vandalia Butler came out after making adjustments. And the defense for the Aviators has stopped Sydney cold. Both free throws good. The lead 9 again. Long three-pointer by Sydney. Yes, Tabor. Woo! Timeout, Jackets. That's the last one. 61 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. It's a six-point game on the Tabor and 3. Still time for Sydney. Yellow Jackets need steals and Butler turnovers here on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
Well, a trademark for Sydney was fine scoring balance in the first two quarters. Vandalia Butler has shut Sydney down in the last two quarters of this game. Sydney has no choice but to foul as Butler inbounds the ball 90 feet from the basket. And it is the last of the one-on-one situations for the Vandalia Butler Aviators. Exactly 1 minute to go in the game.
Well, they're out of timeouts, so now they can't let any time go off the clock. They got to foul. Try to get a steal on the inbounds and then foul.
Yeah, you're right, Chuck. The timeouts have been drained by Sydney. 60 seconds exactly remaining. Yellow Jackets need a one-and-one miss here from Bryant Johnson. He toes the stripe, dips the knees. He was short on his last one. This one is much too long. Sydney's got the rebound. There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down 6, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within 3. 41-38. Here's a near steal by Tabor. He fights it loose from the Butler player who steps out of bounds.
Wow. It's just like last year.
Yeah, Michael Kreil was defended beautifully by Darren Tabor. Error against Butler. Sydney now can tie it with a 3. You don't need a 3, though. Gordon, a bullet-like pass to Roberts. Underneath, he's got it, and a foul. Sydney's a point away from tying.
This scoring has come out of nowhere. Their press is getting turnovers, and my goodness, are they playing the way they should have played the whole game.
Oh, what a comeback by Sydney. Yellow Jackets were down 11 with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And now Sydney needs a made free throw here from Rontez Roberts to complete the three-point play to tie the game. Rontez dips the knees, and he hits it. 41-41. 9 straight points for Sydney. 30 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Here comes Butler up the floor. It's Michael Kreil at midcourt. 23 seconds left. Butler is going to play for one, no doubt about it. Aviators faithful on their feet. So are the Yellow Jackets behind us. 13-12. No doubt Butler will clear the floor eventually for Kreil. but we'll have to wait.
Yeah, well, they had four timeouts. They're going to set something up on a sideline out of bounds now.
Yep, head coach Weirich calls the T.O. with 11.1 in the fourth. I tell you what, the Sydney team, Chuck, is never out of a game because Sydney's so lightning quick. Their hands are fast. They can create mistakes for the opposition and just go for the basketball. When it's right in front of you, Sydney can just take it right away.
Well, I thought Butler maybe slowed it down a little earlier than they should have.
Yep.
But let's give credit to the Yellow Jackets. They got 7 points out of Roberts and 9 points out of Gordon, all in probably the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Oh, maybe the last.
Maybe even less than that.
Two and a half minutes. And Brian Johnson and Vandalia Butler has helped. He has missed a couple of big free throws.
Right. He missed one. It would have been a three-point play. Missed the front end of the 1-1 last time down.
Yep. Johnson's left 3 points. He's left 3 points out of the floor at the free throw line. Here is Butler inbounding. Sydney can't afford to foul. With the basketball 50 feet away, it's Cryle. Gordon's on him. He's 20 feet away with 3 seconds to go. Cryle's 15-footer at the buzzer. No good. No good. Overtime.
Your score. Your partner's a play.
Michael Cryle was a one-man show the last 11 seconds. He dribbled a figure eight out between the circles. Then he tried to carve out space inside the arc. He got to the foul line, extended right, pulled up, arched a 15-footer. Andre Gordon had his hands right in Cryle's face. He missed it badly, and we go to OT. What a heck of a game on Tuesday night here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is what we were hoping for.
Oh, yes, a 41-41 tie. We go to OT, and this game, just like five of the last six between these two clubs, is a thriller, a photo finish. In fact, five of the last six contests, as I noted in the pregame, have been decided by only 24 points. Last year, a 7-point game at Sydney, a 2-point game here at Butler, with the two clubs tied for the GWOC North. Each team went 9-3, and they're the favorites to be right there again here in 2019. 41-41, Sydney outscoring Butler 9-0 in the last 90 seconds of regulation. Here's the tip to start the OT. Johnson wins it, and he smacks it to Braden Norman in backcourt. Both teams in the double bonus. 19 fouls each way. Here's Cryle, 25 feet out. He starts to drive. He's cut off nicely. Feeds it behind the arc to Norman. A long three. This in and out. Rebound Roberts. Boy, that shot by Butler lifted the rim. It disappeared and popped away. Rotez Roberts snatched the rebound.
Well, he was up in the air, boy.
Yes, he was. He skied big time. Rotez said, that's my rebound. Nobody else in the gym can come close.
Now, Butler's back in there 2-3 now.
And Sydney would be wise to be patient, hang on to the ball. Sydney's in the double bonus. There's no reason to push the issue. Top of the circle, Hudgens, right side, Gordon. Here's a skip pass, cross court. Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it!
3-point field goal, Keith Lee.
Wow. Keith Lee drained the three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
A big time block by Roberts. He crammed Kyle off the glass. And then Brian Johnson makes a twirling move in the lane for Butler. He hooks it in with the left hand. A foul against Sydney.
My goodness.
Oh, these two teams are punching and counterpunching. It is a real fight.
They need to be smart enough to schedule these games on Friday nights.
Yes.
Where this place would be packed.
Well said. Free throw by Johnson is no good. He had a chance for a three-point play. He has missed three free throws late in this game.
And the front end of the 1-1.
And that was a chance to complete a three-point opportunity and cut Sidney's lead down to two. He missed it. Sidney's up three, 46-43, with 2 minutes left in the game. Again, Sidney's in the double bonus. No real need to jack up a long shot. Here's Gordon out near center circle. He's doubled by Glover and Kreil. Gives it up near side to Tabor. Baseline left, Roberts to the rim. Plays it up. In and out. Oh, wow. Tough break. Rontez had a gimme. It circled the rim twice and came off. Here's Butler's Kreil in the paint area. He maneuvers below the foul line. Yeah. He traveled. Good call.
Good call. He got that long step and slid his pivot foot along with him.
Yeah, that maybe has been ignored on a couple of other occasions. That was the right call. A walk-on Kreil. 46-43, Sidney. A minute 28 to go here in the overtime. Chuck, this will be a redo. We'll cover this game next time around.
Absolutely.
At Sidney.
I wouldn't miss it.
25 feet away, here's Hudgens. Hudgens goes down to the left corner to Roberts. It's deflected by Butler. It's on the sideline. It's out of bounds off Sidney.
Well, they're trying to run a little bit of offense too close to the sideline that time. They need to keep the ball in the middle of the floor.
Well, missed by Roberts, a turnover by Sidney at side court. Butler's got a chance in between those two possessions. A Kreil travel, a minute six left to go in the OT, and Butler gets a timeout down to three to Sidney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sidney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
That, Chuck, it looked mighty bleak for Sidney with 2 minutes left in regulation. Down to nine. In fact, it went to 11.
They were down 11 at one point.
In the last 2.5 minutes of this game, Sidney was behind to Vandalia Butler by 11 points. Got it tied amazingly, scoring the last nine of regulation.
Well, they had scored 28 points with 2 minutes to go in the game, scored 13 in the last 2 minutes.
Oh, the Yellow Jackets can throw zeros up there for a long time and then can hit you left and right with bucket after bucket after bucket. Here's Butler, offensive possession after the timeout, moving screen. It's on Glover. 55 seconds to go here in the overtime. Each team, Chuck, now has had a grand total between them of four opportunities, two wasted possessions each way.
Right, and again, I don't know what they're yelling about. That was an obvious offensive foul.
Oh, yeah, Glover, like an offensive lineman, just bulldozed his way right through Lee of Sidney. 45 seconds to go in the overtime. Sidney's up three, 46-43. Here's Hudgens between the circles. Both teams in the double bonus. Hand off to Gordon. Loops it baseline left. Roberts to the rack. Good! Sidney spread the floor. They triple-teamed Gordon. He knew somebody had to be open. It was Rontez Roberts. Sidney's up five. 20 seconds to go in the OT. Here's a bust-out steal! Rontez Roberts for the flush. He blew it! He blew it! He got the rebound back. He holds it, and he's fouled. What a bizarre sequence that was. But the bottom line is Sidney has two free throws, up five, 12.9 left. Rontez went up to Duncan, lost control of the ball. That would have stretched it to seven and put it away. He can seal the deal with free throws here, and he hits it. Rontez Roberts comes up big. 49-43. 12.9 to go. What a phenomenal comeback by Sidney tonight. Rontez has got them both. 7-point game. 50-43. Vandalia Butler rolls the ball to midcourt. It's Academic now. Here's a three-pointer by Kreil. Way short. He's fouled with 9.3 to go. Chuck, this was a 41-32 Butler lead with a little over 2 minutes to go in regulation. Sydney has outscored Butler in about a five-minute stretch, 18-2.
They did it with their defense.
Free throw by Kreil is in, 50-44.
Roberts just fouled out. He had 16 points.
A monster game from Rontez. Good floor game. He was so alert all night long. Kreil hits the second of three free throws. He hoisted up a three. Somebody nudged his elbow. It was a good call. Kreil again, swish. It's 50-46, and Butler's got a foul right away. That's Andre Gordon sprinting up the right side of the court with 8.4 to go. Andre's got the double bonus. Sydney leading by four, 50-46 in the overtime. Some of our listeners, Chuck, might have checked out.
Boy, I hope not.
With 2 minutes left, we mentally were thinking about checking out because it did not look good for Sydney. Andre Gordon short on the free throw. Well, the one thing you must not do if you are Sydney on the next possession is foul.
Right, that's the only thing that could get them in trouble, let them score with the clock stop.
Right, it's a four-point game. Andre Gordon shoots the second free throw, and he hits it. 51-46, Sydney. 8.4 to go in the overtime. Here's Kreil in backcourt. He's double-teamed. Throws to midcourt to Justice. A Hail Mary three. It grazes the rim and goes out of bounds with a tenth of a second to go in the overtime. And Sydney is going to pull this game out of the fire. Yellow Jackets inbound it to Taborn. It's over. Sydney with a brilliant comeback. Stuns Vandalia Butler here at the Student Activity Center by a final score of 51-46 in overtime. What a terrific comeback for the Yellow Jackets, who trailed 41-32 with just over 2 minutes to go in regulation. And the rest of the way, Sydney outscores Butler 19-5. That included the last couple minutes of the fourth quarter and the overtime period. 51-46. Sydney wins it, no T. Sydney's offensive game, Chuck, non-existent for about the first 14 minutes of the second half. And then when Sydney had to press and get Vandalia Butler in some hot water, Aviators obliged, came a little unglued. Sydney's athleticism and quickness made the difference.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the pressure turned them over, and they took advantage of it. They made shots. They made free throws. Oh, they were terrific.
Chuck, let's take a one-minute break, an opportunity for you to finish up the scorebook, and then we'll return to close it out. A great GWAC North win for Sydney tonight, 51-46 over Butler in overtime here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, back at Vandalia, where Sydney has beaten the Aviators 51-46 in overtime. A terrific last half of the fourth quarter, and it bled into the overtime, and Sydney picks up a huge win over the Aviators. Individual scoring for Butler. They were led by Kreil with 13 and Johnson with 13. They got 9 from Glover all in the second half. Sydney, 18 from Andre Gordon and 16 from Rontez Roberts. They were terrific. And down the stretch, it was just an amazing run by the Yellow Jackets.
Oops.
Vandalia Butler, Chuck, obliged and came a little unglued against this blistering defense from Sydney, but give the quickness, the athleticism, the superb defense by Sydney down the stretch, all the credit in the world.
Absolutely.
And Andre Gordon found his teammates. Rontez Roberts was everywhere.
Yep.
It seemed like he was blocking shots with four or five different arms and hands at one time.
I love watching the kid play. I mean, a lot of people get really caught up in offense, and offense is fun to watch. But, man, do I like to watch that kid play defense. He is outstanding.
We're going to try and catch up with head coach John Willoughby of Sydney in just a minute. He's tied down now by TV and various other media. He'll head our way here shortly. Who are our Clancy's Award winners tonight for Sydney?
Well,
could have been numerous young men.
Well, it's going to be Rontez Roberts and Andre Gordon. They scored 34 of the 51 points. They were terrific tonight.
They win the Clancy's Award, Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, as you know, the Sydney Yellow Jackets and Vandalia Butler Aviators were both 3-0 in the GWAC North coming into this game tonight. Sydney is now 5-1 on the year. The lone loss to Mason in the Hillsboro High School weekend event. Vandalia Butler suffers its first setback of the campaign. Butler now 6-1 on the year, 3-1 in the GWAC North. Butler had beaten Piqua, Springfield, Shawnee, Wayne, Greenville, Northmont, and Troy in succession. Beat Wayne on the road by a point, Northmont away from home but 10. And tonight the Aviators are down by Sydney here on the Vandalia Butler home floor. Final score 51-46 in overtime. Sydney now owns a four-game win string. Triumphs against Bellefontaine, Troy, Piqua, and Butler in succession. After opening the year with a 75-49 win at Tip and then losing the game to Mason, 63-44. Vandalia Butler played some zone tonight, Chuck. Not as much as I thought they might.
No, I've thought that we were going to see a lot more zone than we did, but they were having success with their man-to-man, so there was no reason for them to switch it up. You hit it right on the head. I think that they went a little conservative once they had the 11-point lead.
Yep.
They also really wilted under the pressure of the full court press by the Yellow Jackets, and the combination was enough to get Sydney back in the game, tie it in overtime, to take it into overtime, and then win the basketball game.
Well, you can put a red circle around a couple of threes late in the fourth quarter and in the OT. Darren Taborn, Keith Lee, they dropped in long-range bombs, crucial trifectas. In fact, we made the remark when Sydney was down 9 with about 90 seconds to go in the fourth quarter that Sydney was going to need the three-point shot sooner or later. They did need one between that point in time and the end of the game, and then the three-point shot in the OT really put distance between the Yellow Jackets and the Aviators.
Yeah, well, Taborn made a big one down the stretch in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
And then Gordon in his run of 9 points in the fourth quarter hit a big three also. And in the overtime then, Keith Lee stood there. I'm sitting, man, you don't want that shot until it hit nothing but net. And then he went, that's exactly what I would have ran.
Oh, my goodness. We've heard about
a game being a tale of two halves. This game here tonight, Chuck, was played in three distinctively different segments.
Oh, no doubt.
Sydney owned the first half. Vandalia Butler owned all but 2 minutes of the second half. And in the final 2 minutes of the game in the OT. And the OT were all Sydney.
Yep. Well, you got athletes, and they made plays. You got two of the best athletes in the area in Roberts and Gordon, and they down the stretch, it showed.
And Vandalia Butler needed to take the ball to the hoop. They were in the one-on-one fairly quickly, then the double bonus. Should have been able to take advantage. Had the wrong person at the foul line on a few occasions. Brian Johnson missed at least three, left 4 points on the floor
right.
with free throws that did not go in late in regulation and the OT.
Yeah, he played a much better second. He scored 11 points in the second half in the overtime. But, yeah, he struggled at the free throw line when they really needed him.
What were those free throw line numbers when it was all said and done?
10 of 15 for the Yellow Jackets and 9 of 14 for Butler. But in the fourth quarter, they missed the front end of 1-1. They missed the second free throw. It would have been a three-point play. Any one of those free throws wins the game for them.
Exactly. As I mentioned, Sydney now 5-1 after this super comeback victory tonight over Vandalia Butler, 51-46 in overtime. Sydney's next game, December 21st at home against Greenville. And then 8 days later on a Saturday, December 29th at home against Wayne. Meanwhile, Vandalia Butler travels to Tip on the 21st, then at Valley View on the 28th. Our next webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com is Friday night. We will be at Jackson Center. It's a Shelby County League clash between the Anna Rockets and the Jackson Center Tigers. Tip off at 8, webcast time at 7:40 on Friday night. And that's a significant game because those two clubs, Chuck, are going to be in the mix the last couple
of
weeks.
Absolutely.
Last couple weeks of the Shelby County League campaign.
Well, we've seen Anna. We just haven't seen them play.
Right.
We saw their freshman team warm up a little bit. We got to talk to some of the kids and the coaches. But then the lights went out at Rushi, and they didn't get a chance to play the game. So this will be our first chance to actually see them on the floor. They must be pretty darn good.
Oh, yes. Anna at Jackson Center on Friday night. And then Fort Loramie and Versailles all day Saturday girls game at 2:30 Saturday afternoon from Fort Loramie. Webcast time 2:10. And then a boys game on Saturday night. And I believe that's an 8 o'clock start. I'll double check. But I believe it's an 8 o'clock start. Webcast time 7:40. 7:40 on Saturday evening at Fort Loramie and Versailles. Girls in the afternoon, boys at night. We'll run down our sponsors as head coach John Willoughby may attempt to make his way this direction for a quick comment or two. Thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, at GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Facebook.com/Shelby, COVSO. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, it will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Renderly you heard about the Jewelry Barn here on Scores Broadcast. And in Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions, a couple of new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Gratitude to Regal Trophy and Awards. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney, a new underwriting sponsor. That's Regal for the crowning touch. And Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie in northwestern Shelby County. Maury's Landing. Catch the catch of the day at Maury's. Superb breakfast, too, open at 6. Well, we're joined by John Willoughby, head coach of the Sydney Yellow Jackets, who was very calm, cool, and collected late in the game, called a couple timeouts, used his last two, signaled to the official, hey, I'm going to take a timeout here. He took a couple timeouts, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets responded, took advantage of those timeouts. Vandalia Butler obliged a little bit, John. They came unglued, but wow.
Yeah.
You were down 41-32 with about 95 seconds to go in the game.
Really?
Yeah. You were down 11 a minute
before. Yeah, I knew we were down 11.
Down 11 a minute before that. And the blistering pace you set for Vandalia Butler was such they couldn't cope with it in the last minute and a half of the game and the OT.
When I think there was about 4 minutes left in the game, and we were kind of losing not the lead, but we were getting farther behind. I'm like, do I wait? Do I wait? Do I wait to call timeouts? Yeah. Hopefully, and I was waiting for us to score. And I don't know how, we didn't score for the longest time. And then we finally did. We were able to get into our press.
Well, from late in the second quarter to about 2 minutes to go in the game, you had two field goals.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to call a timeout then.
Yeah.
And there weren't that many dead balls where you know, and I hate calling timeouts on a dead ball situation, but I was getting close. I'm gonna have to, you know, call some timeouts here with a lot of time left in the game, and I don't do that.
No,
I wait because I know. Yeah. Because I feel we're going to get back in it, and I'm going to need it in the last 2 minutes.
Don't call those timeouts too early. We like overtime.
Yeah. So do I. I mean, I don't mind them. Yeah.
Okay. What were your instructions in the last 90 seconds of the game? What was the message?
Don't let them score. Andre, take it, you know, and he'll find the right person.
Oh, he dispersed it, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes. You know, Keith Lee hit a big three. Darren Taborn hit a big three. Rod Tez taking it to the hole. I mean,
this was almost a sequel to last year's
yes,
game.
Yes, it was. And we kept our cool, I thought. There was a moment on the bench where I think we were down 11. There was probably about 4.5 minutes left in the game, and we weren't feeling very good about ourselves. And there was a moment on the bench where I thought we lost it, but
you know what I like?
The kids responded, though.
The players assisted Andre Gordon and Rontez Roberts, Taborn and Lee, stepped up, took the bull by the horn, and said, we are going to make shots.
Yep.
And they both drained crucial three-pointers.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, you need more than one player. You need more than two players. Josiah Hudgens doesn't get enough credit. I don't know how many.
He didn't score a lot tonight.
He had 13, but five of those from the free throw line. Josiah does a heck of a job. He was left on an island here by himself a few times, one-on-one with Creel, and shut him down. And Josiah doesn't get enough credit from, you know, the community, you know, he just doesn't get enough print for that. And
well, he got 25 points a few games ago.
Yes, for scoring.
We gave him a lot of airtime.
But it takes a lot of players to be successful and to win championships. And we talk about, you know, Keith Lee, Trey Wernz comes in.
You've got depth.
Yeah, we do. We do, and we try to find it, you know, during each game. It's a different person each time. And we preach that in practice. And hopefully our players feel that, you know, everybody's needed.
Butler had a chance to win it in regulation. Kreil didn't get as deep as he wanted. He was well guarded, about a 14-15 footer. He would like to have gotten in the lane, dragged that pivot foot maybe, and drawn a foul. You didn't let him get that deep. Butler didn't run then what it really wanted to. You prevented Butler in the OT in the last 90 seconds of the game from running anything it wanted to.
In the last 13 seconds of the game when they had the ball and there was a timeout, we went to a 1-3-1 that switches to a 2-3 when it goes to the corner. But our 1-3-1 prevents the drive, and it also you have to take more time to get the shot that you want. And I thought they wasted a lot of time out here at half court to get him because they thought it was going to be man-to-man.
Yep.
So you don't want to go very quick. But against the zone, you got to get into the offense faster, And I think moving to the 1-3-1 helped us. It prevented him from throwing it to a shooter in the corner, and Rotez was there to take away the drive.
That was a heck of a decision by you going to the zone.
Well, we practiced it for this game. Well, we haven't played zone. We really haven't practiced it, but we didn't know if we were going to be able to defend a man-to-man, so
right.
we better come up with something else. And last year our zone helped us out a lot, so we finally put it in just this week.
And it perplexed Butler.
Yeah, just that's all you need, man, just to change it up once in a while. But overall, I thought our defense was pretty good, and I thought our rebound. I thought we competed on the boards, and that's one of the things we're not very good at right now is rebounding as a team. Now, we got Rotez that can rebound with anybody, but as a team, that's probably one of our weaknesses.
I can still see about four or five handprints
of
Rotez up there on the glass.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Hey. I wish he would have made that last dunk, but it slipped out of his hands. That would have been something else. He did and got fouled.
What do you work on next? What are weaknesses that need to be improved?
Our shooting.
Yep.
Our shooting. We got kids that can shoot it, and, you know, we'll go on a streak here, you know, where we're shooting the ball very well. But I'm pleased with our defense, and been saying it for five games now. We still haven't played a whole game, so that kind of scary good, isn't it?
Yeah, you only played about 55% of one tonight.
Okay. Yeah, the third quarter here wasn't very good, but it's always good to struggle and win.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you don't fall apart, you learn how to handle things. It's always a good thing for a team going down the schedule here.
I thought your defense in the first half, that's the most intense I've seen you guys play man-to-man at the beginning of the game.
Yes, right. Correct. I thought, and we switched that from our first four games. Our first four games, since we've been pressing, run, and jump, we get back and deny. Mm-hmm. Tonight, we went to our gap defense because they're great drivers, man.
Yep.
But then you had to worry about closing out and taking away the three. And if you would have seen our game against Piqua the first quarter, our closeouts were terrible. So the next day in practice, we do our closeout drills, and we did it perfect. I mean, they know what to do. It's just,
right.
So, and we did a good job closing out tonight, and we needed to.
Well,
I thought our help defense was there. I thought our closeouts. Now, to give up only one three-pointer against Butler, it is.
Yeah,
I was worried that they were going to get 10 to 12 tonight.
Yeah, they were averaging about six a game.
Yeah.
And they've
got
any one of about five or six guys who can shoot them.
And that's what I was worried about. But I don't even know who hit the three. Norm, but, you know, Justice is a great shooter.
Yep.
Wentz is a great shooter.
Kreil. Yep.
I mean, they're a tough team to play against, man.
Well, they beat Northmont and Wayne.
Yeah, I know.
And you got Wayne.
We play both of them, too.
Uh-huh.
So it's a good win. We got a long season to go. It's not like it's the second to last game of the year like it was last year.
Yeah.
Chuck asserts a good point. I'd love to have this game, the Sidney Butler matchups, on a Friday night.
Yeah. And this is going to be a tough matchup for many years to come, too. Wasn't that a good JV game?
A highly athletic JV game, won by Sidney 57-55.
Yep.
Sidney wins the varsity tilt in OT 51-46. Yeah. Congrats.
Thanks a lot.
On a terrific coaching effort.
Yeah,
and from scoresbroadcast.com. Tell the players congratulations from us as well.
I will. I appreciate your being here, guys, talking to me.
Yep, thank
Always
you.
Enjoy it. Always enjoy it.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Head coach John Willoughby, a tremendous win. He's had some great ones throughout his career. And, of course, he took the Houston Wildcats all the way to the state Final Four one season with clutch victory after victory. And this would rank up there in his top several, I'm sure. I thought about pinning him down and putting him on the spot and saying, where does this one rank? But it's not a tournament game. If you win one like this late in the regular season to take the league title, then it probably jumps up there.
It probably does, but at the same time, this game is as important as the next time they play him, because you lose this one, now you're game down. So early season in basketball, that's what I like about it. It means something.
And now Sydney's got to do with Vandalia Butler what it did not do last year, and that's win the game at Sydney. Last year, Sydney won at Butler. This year, Sydney takes the first match at Butler. Sydney's got to finish the deal,
right,
and take that second battle, second time around, on the 12th of February.
Wow, that's right at the end.
Yep. Yep, that's the last weekend of the regular season, or I should say that's the last Tuesday of the regular season. Vandalia Butler at Sydney, and no doubt there's a very good chance that Sydney will enter that game without a loss in the GWAC North, and Butler may only have this loss, and that contest may be for all the marbles, either a deadlock tie or an outright GWAC North title for Sydney.
Well, if I was a betting man, and I am, I would say that your odds of these teams having one loss and no losses in the GWAC North are great.
Sydney does have some real serious stumbling blocks between now and then, as Coach Willoughby alluded. A game with Wayne at Sydney on December 29.
Wapakoneta must not be too bad again.
Exactly. We saw Wapakoneta thump Sydney a couple years ago at Sydney. That game's in January 12. Sydney's at Northmont on the 15th. That won't be easy. And, of course, Trotwood on January 25. A game at St. Mary's.
Right.
On February 2nd, we covered that game 2 years ago.
Right.
I look forward to that again. So there are a number of non-GWAC North games between now and February 12th that will be difficult tests for Sydney, and those are good things.
Well, those are games that they're going to make you better. You try to win the league, and what they're going to be playing for in those games are seedings for the tournament, and the higher your seed is, the better chance you have of advancing, that's for sure, because there's some really good basketball teams in the area.
We've listed our underwriting sponsors numerous times here in the last 10 or 15 minutes. We were fortunate to be able to corral head coach John Willoughby of Sydney for some closing comments. Thanks, John, for sticking around. Hope you get back to Sydney in time for your principalship tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I'm sure he could call in, probably come in a little bit late. Hit the snooze button once or twice.
As we mentioned, Yellow Jackets with the victory now advanced to 5-1 on the year. Vandalia Butler now 6-1. Sydney remains undefeated in the GWAC North. The two teams play again February 12th at Sydney. JV game, as we noted, won by Sydney 57-55. A lot of athleticism on the floor in that JV tilt. Sydney takes the varsity contest in overtime 51-46 after trailing by 9 with about 90 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night until Friday. From here at Vandalia Butler, where the final score once again is Sydney 51, Vandalia Butler 46 in overtime.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.